In the heat of the Roman midday sun, thousands of pilgrims from far and wide, as well as musical bands from northern Europe, gathered in St. Peter's Square to hear Pope Benedict XVI give his address before the Regina Caeli prayer. This Sunday marks the Feast of Pentecost, commemorating the descent of the Holy Spirit on the Virgin Mary and the Apostles, and it was the focus of the Holy Father's message to the faithful. He began by saying that Pentecost marked the solemn birth of the Church.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, celebriamo oggi la grande festa della Pentecoste, in cui la liturgia ci fa rivivere la nascita della Chiesa.
In this extraordinary event, he added, we find the essential and qualifying parts of the Church. The Church is one, and it is holy because it is animated by the Holy Spirit. He said the Church is Catholic because the Gospel is destined for all people. Thus, from the very start, the Holy Spirit makes it so it is announced in tongues. The Holy Father went on to say that the Church was in its very nature missionary and that the Holy Spirit has continued to guide it along the paths of the world. But he also stressed that the Church is also Roman, adding that Rome is synonymous with Catholicism and mission.
Roma sta ad indicare il mondo dei pagani e così tutti i popoli che sono al di fuori dell'antico popolo di Dio. In effetti, gli Atti degli Apostoli si concludono con l'arrivo del Vangelo a Roma.
After the Regina Caeli, Pope Benedict warmly greeted all the assembled faithful in a number of languages, including English. One of the groups in the square was the Families of Nazareth, a movement started in the early 1980s in Poland by a small community of people searching for a way leading to spiritual growth and sanctity. Among its group was Bishop Emeritus Usay Soro from the Philippines. He spoke about his joy at being in St. Peter's Square on this Pentecost Sunday.
I was impressed that the crowd has not diminished, you know. It has maintained its at least more number in the atmosphere also. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and today has been realized the gift of tongues with so many different languages you hear in that crowd.
In conclusion, the Holy Father imparted his apostolic blessing upon the crowd.
On this Pentecost Sunday, the whole Church gives thanks for the gift of the Holy Spirit sent to the apostles. May the same Spirit pour out his gifts upon all of you, filling your hearts with love and strengthening you to bear witness to the gospel of Christ. May God bless you all.